This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with their Extension Crop Report. In the last week's crop report, we covered the importance of nitrogen and sulfur for wheat in the spring. This week, we are going to cover the third of the mobile nutrients that are important for any wheat crop, chloride. Chloride is a mobile crop nutrient that we often don't think about, but plays a pivotal role in crop physiology, especially when it comes to disease suppression. We usually don't fertilize for chloride, at least not intentionally anyways, because in this area we are likely already apply more than enough chloride when we apply potash. Potash is really a misnomer when we used to make potassium fertilizer by boiling ash water in a pot. Now our potash is all mined potassium chloride, because most of our soils in eastern Kansas and the four-state area are naturally deficient in potassium, we have to apply potash, and then indirectly apply chloride. However, there are still plenty of fields that have a natural excess of potassium, especially when getting into the Chautauqua and Flint Hills, and these areas likely don't receive potash, and therefore chloride either. Note that poultry litter applications also contain plenty of chloride. The symptoms of chloride deficiency are coincidentally similar looking to some sort of fungal disease. However, this is physiological leaf spotting, even though chloride is important for reducing actual fungal diseases as well, leaf and stripe rust being some of the more notable fungal diseases that are suppressed. Chloride is also important for other things, for instance, for regulating osmotic pressure of the water within plant cells. K-State, along with other wheat-producing states, have a fair amount of research when it comes to chloride application in wheat, corn, and milo. 20 pounds of chloride in wheat and corn gave a 4 to 5 bushel increase in yield, while milo had a 10 bushel increase for 20 pounds of chloride per acre. This is pretty notable for a secondary nutrient. This means it only takes 40 pounds of potash to get this yield up. Keep in mind that chloride, while a very mobile nutrient in the soil, does have some longevity to it, at least more than nitrogen does anyways. Chloride doesn't bind to any clay particles or usually complex in other forms. It moves with soil water, and while it has a gaseous form, it doesn't leave the soil quickly. Much like nitrogen and sulfur, we actually get some chloride in rainwater. However, it's not enough for crop plant needs. Testing for chloride in the soil is with the same profile soil test as nitrogen and sulfur. Generally, it's not worth testing just for chloride, but it's likely going to be part of the profile mobile nutrient test package anyway. A profile soil test requires 10 to 15 soil cores, taken at least 12 and up to 24 inches deep. Now is an ideal time to take a profile soil course to see how much nitrogen, sulfur, and chloride are needed before top dressing wheat, or even before planting corn. If you have any questions about chloride or any other soil fertility nutrients, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.